Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kwana. How can I help you?
Yes. You people charge my credit card for something. I don't even know who you are.
May I have your first and last name?
Ronald Jordan.
And can you verify the shipping address?
My address, 5841 Ford Avenue, apartment 501, Pittsburgh, PA, 15217.
Okay, it looks like you entered the drawing for the Crusade. Doing so, you were enrolled into the discount membership.
What are you talking about a membership? They said pay for the shipping, and that's all it said.
No, it was explained that you'll pay to enter into the drawing. Doing so, you'll be enrolled into that membership.
Well, it did not tell me that because I would have never did that. I had no business charging my credit card for that $69.
Again, it was explained in those terms and conditions when you ordered that you
would
be enrolled.
No, it wasn't. Hello?
Yes.
No, it wasn't. So I guess I got to call my credit card and tell them fraudulently charge me something I knew nothing about. It said pay for the shipping for the item, and that's which I did, which was $5 and some odd cents. That's all it said.
Okay, sir, I do apologize, but it did explain if you missed those terms and conditions.
No, it didn't.
I'm looking at the terms and conditions.
Give
I'm the one who's handling the call.
Give me a supervisor, please.
Are you going to talk over me?
Please give me a supervisor.
I'm the one who's handling the call. I can't apply a 50% refund back on the charge.
No, you're going to give me all my money back because, again, No, when it said pay the shipping, I paid the shipment, and not interest saying that $69 worth. I would have never did that, okay, because I would not pay $69 to
okay, I'm going to issue that full refund. Okay, I'm going to issue that full refund. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days, and that account is canceled. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.